my earliest memories, and we have pictures to prove this, were of me crawling into the fireplace where we had ashes, no fire. And so my sister, every time she would babysit me and she couldn't find me, she'd go downstairs and there I was. And I was young, but I remember the feel of those ashes. We come to these kinds of times, and oftentimes there's the feeling that we come with such an oppressive nature to them. We are often quick to appreciate and cling on to the idea that we're sinners and that we've disappointed God. And so there are times when these kinds of services, these kinds of messages can seem almost as though they strike to our very heart so easy, much easier than messages that we also have that are the essential part of the gospel that says that we are the children of God, beloved and cared for, and that we do not disappoint God by our being. Someone once said, it's difficult to know the difference between burying something and planting something. It looks very much the same. And so tonight, as we have this opportunity to begin this time of Lent, which is a wonderful journey that leads us to Easter and allows us to say, what is it in our lives and in what we want our lives to be that we can cling on to, that we can commit to? What we celebrate today is not the burying, but the planting of something. And so it is important that we move past our prayers of confession and move into the space where we know that we're cared for and loved. And so that's why we're going to do communion, because it is the symbol of Christ that he gave to us to said and told us, every time we do this, remember me, remember me, remember my great love for you. And so as we come tonight, and I'll invite you as you're able to come to the altar, altar rail, and you're welcome to kneel if you'd like. You don't have to if you don't want. And we'll take communion. But I'd like you to think about the fact that you're coming to receive a meal of hope and blessing and love just for you.